I have kind of a random tidbit to share about Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is, I had a very weird encounter with somebody on there over the weekend.
Male or female? Have this,
do what?
Male or female?
Male.
Okay.
So, to set the stage, Gabby left one of her laptops here, and it was like old laptop, had like a crack in it. She's like, oh, I just don't want, like, I don't want it. And yeah, they're making fun of the way that I say
laptop. Laptop.
It's the laptop. I've said that for years. And that one,
I said it for years too until I was 10.
You know what? I'm not going to say the B word because in the spirit of we're
swearing,
not cursing.
Also, ask me how that's going. It's not.
Okay.
I started watching Ted Lasso last week. And if you've ever watched that, you know they just swear every other sentence. So
I'm crying. Anyways, like, okay, it's back in. Anyways.
It's in.
So I'm like, you know what? Let me see if I can get some money from this just for kicks and gigs. So I put it on Facebook Marketplace for like $75. Because it's very clearly cracked. It's like 13-inch.
You got 2013. Permission to sell her laptop? Like, she was.
Well, she was like, you can throw it away. So I figured, I'll sell it and see what we can make from it. Anyways, I had a lot of inquiries, and then I was like, well, maybe I should have gone up. You know, where you're like, dang it, maybe I should have done like 200 or something. But I was like, whatever, 75. At this rate, it's just like here in my house, and I want to get rid of it. So I meet up with this guy, and I normally meet them at the Pike's Nursery, which is like a plant shop, not even half a mile away from my house, public lot. So it's like very, very public all the time, the daylight. It's like close enough to my house, but like far enough that I'm like, they obviously won't like know where I live, but I'm like, oh, I can like be running late, but be there in like 2 minutes. Anyways, meet up with him. And I see him from across the way, and I'm like, okay, like this guy is definitely what his profile looks like. It comes up and just starts yapping away. Couldn't really tell you where he's from, but he had a thick accent and he was like asking all these questions.
Can
and I was like, I'm unsure. No. That I won't be doing because literally couldn't even tell you. Asked me all these questions. The whole, like, I was trying to like also make sure that I'm giving him this laptop that doesn't have like Gabby's information on it or anything, or like any information, you know. So I wiped it, I did all the things, and I got to a screen that I was like, I don't know what to do with this. And I figured it was like the person buying it would know because I put the picture on. Anyways, he's like, well, I'll take it and see what I can find. I'll like see what I can do because like I'm gonna like want to sell it for parts or whatever. And I was like, okay, that's fine. In the end, he, like, when we were wrapping up, he looked at my hands. He was like, oh, nice manicure. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, thank you. And then he gave me a hug. This was the weird
no.
He went in for a frontal hug. Stop and I was like right beside
frontal
him.
Frontal hug? So why did you need to specify?
I'm sorry. But the frontal, because it wasn't like an awkward side hug. It was like a full on, like we were facing each
frontal.
Other. Like I was saying like, okay.
Your
like
best friend frontal saying hug. Goodbye.
Right. And like went in for a hug. And I just did like a boop, boop, like a double pat. Because I didn't want to like embrace this stranger.
You don't nuzzle
and he,
in his neck.
No, literally. I'm like, what were you expecting? And also I looked like I just kind of came from the gym, so I'm like I'm sweaty, I'm gross, I'm not like put together, thank God, because I think this man thought that we would maybe go out for a date, because he Facebook messaged me afterwards, was like, well, let me know if you like want to meet up, like, or when. I think it was like when I think actually
mean?
I think he said actually when
what
when you want to meet up for coffee or something. And I archived the chat because I was like, this is weird.
No.
Oh, and the whole thing too was he, like the next week he messaged me and was like, I was able to, like my friend was able to help with the laptop, but I can only send you $50. And at this point,
wait, I want to pause for a second.
Okay.
You sent him home with this computer.
That's
and
yes.
No payment.
Yeah. That is the part of the story.
I know.
Stupid.
It was stupid, but I also was like, at this rate, actually, I just want this laptop out. Like, I don't want to, like, have to deal with
it. You had so many inquiries, you said.
I know.
Well, only sent you 50. You put it on for 75.
Well, no, this is what he said. He was like, I'll only send you 50. And I was like, whatever. He ends up sending me the full 75.
Okay.
And so I was like.
As he should.
But I was like, okay. And this man had the weirdest alias name on Cash App, and I was like, is this man about to steal my identity? Because he did ask for Zelle, and I was like, that's no, because it's like your phone number. So I said, I only take forms of payment via Cash App, because I don't know. I figured if anyone was going to like try to like scam me, Cash App would be the least likely. I don't know why. I'm fine to this day.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I literally actually would choose Cash App last of everything.
I would choose Cash App last.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
What would you use first?
Venmo.
Venmo.
Oh, yeah. He didn't have Venmo. Go figure.
I would do Venmo and then I would do Zelle. Like, I don't think Zelle's that weird.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of Zelle.
It's like directly from your bank account. Like,
okay,
so it's so nice. Like, you get it, yeah, instantaneously. So there's no delay. But, anyways, in the end, I got the 75, and it's fine. But this man gave me a hug, complimented my nails, and thought we were gonna go on a date. And then I just like kind of like, yeah, I, like archived, and that's about it. Because I was like, this is not.
Did you like drive around before you headed home?
I did. I like waited in my car till I knew he was gone, and then I like went past where I normally do just in case, because I'm like, I do not. I also was like, if he couldn't figure out and he wants to meet back up at that rate, I would be like, just keep it, because I don't want, like, what if you put something in the laptop that would like, be like, yeah. So I was like, this is no. So it's very odd. But again, in the end, got my 75. I'm going to actually look on Cash App what his name was, because it was kind of like a Joe, what is that called?
Joe Schmo?
Like, no. John Smith?
Yeah, like a John Smith.
Like a very
something like that. Very
classic.
You know, yes. Some of these situations you tell us about, Kira, I just think to myself, could have we probably avoided that? And the answer is probably yes.
And the answer is probably
definitely
yes.
How we're still in it. And I just don't understand how you just kind of continue to let yourself.
Here's the thing. I had my location at some level. I was like, at least I'm in the public. My location is on. And this is maybe a dumb idea. It's better than the time before that somebody wanted to buy it. And he literally had like devil signs on his Instagram and like a Chucky doll. And like,
stop,
literally,
no.
I was like, this guy's demonic. I'm not meeting up with this guy who's literally, he's like, anything that resembles like demons and witchcraft and whatever, I will take. And I was like, nah.
What?
That is a no. So, okay, this is what it is. It wasn't John Smith, but it was, okay, you're gonna laugh at the name, but I looked it up and there's like 20 bajillion people named this. Bowden Boyko. This, like, how to spell like that.
Bowden Boyko.
But it was so weird because I looked him up and there's so many people. So it must be like the John Smith of
wherever
whatever.
He's from that you can't react.
Interesting. Correct. Okay.
But I'm alive and I'm fine and hopefully not being tracked.
You have your $75. So.
And I have that's the main win. I have my $75. So.
Wow. Crazy.
Yeah.
Hello, you guys, and welcome to It's Been Forever podcast. My name is Casey.
I'm Kiara.
And I'm Meredith.
And we are so excited to be with you today. So we have a lot to discuss. A lot has happened. I feel like 2025 has already been like insane.
It's been wild.
It's been insane. Yeah. So we are recording this on the 20th of January. TikTok was supposedly banned yesterday, but it's not.
Yeah,
it was banned for like a minute.
It was a dark 12 hours, let me tell you.
So I sent them a video from SpongeBob where SpongeBob and Patrick get in trouble and they have to go to jail, and they say,
they like steal a
balloon,
you can't
do the crime or you can't do the time, don't do the crime. They throw them in jail, and then about 5 seconds later, then they let them right back out of jail.
Okay,
and that
time's up.
Literally is exactly, I feel like, what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. Like, I was a bit emotional. I didn't cry. But I thought about being emotional. And I was like,
yeah,
guys, where am I going to doom scroll at the end of the night? But I was like, maybe this is good for me. And like, blah, blah, blah.
On Saturday, I like saved a bunch of my like favorites. Like I was going through my liked and my saved ones and like downloading them onto my phone because I was like, I have to be able to watch this specific clip of Taylor Swift singing Folklore, you know?
right. And I had all my sourdough stuff on there and I was really distraught because like I follow Sourdough Mom and she's taught me a lot.
Right.
So I was just like, this is really sad. And then all the big influencers on TikTok started revealing all their secrets. And now
they look like the best part.
Oh my gosh.
That might have been.
Yes.
That was
honestly kind of embarrassing, though, to like come back the next day and be like, oh, I just exposed this huge part of my life and I'm back.
Yeah.
Like this one girl apparently like confessed that she didn't end up doing like any of the workouts that she like told her.
And she got a BBL instead.
That's crazy.
People are just
like
insane.
Like keep some things like take to your grave.
Mm-hmm. A Brazilian butt lift, like plastic surgery.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Ugh. So anyway,
I thought it was so interesting too because one of my intern friends was here this weekend. We were like all on our phone at the same time. It was like, oh, I can't, you know, the like, oh, can't scroll. Oh my
started
gosh, wait,
with
is
the
it real? Is it real?
And then it started with likes, and it was just crazy.
But I had a feeling. I was like, it's gonna be. I did not think it was gonna be 12 hours. I thought it was gonna be like 2 weeks or something. Yeah. But I was like, it's not gone forever. And no. I knew it wasn't going to be. But the fact that literally like the next morning, I was like, I'm just gonna check back.
Yeah.
Fast. I mean, it was like a long 12 hours.
It felt longer than it was. But
yeah, it was fun to get back on right away because it was like everything was being posted like 14 minutes ago, 10 seconds ago. Mm-hmm. And like the likes on everything was so minimal compared to what they usually are. Like I felt like an insider.
Right.
Like, oh, we're family. This is an intimate community.
The funniest thing is like I've been referring to like TikTok as like when I tell Bryce about it, because he doesn't have TikTok, I'll say like, well, yeah, we decided that. And then like, we're gonna, and he goes, what is this like, you guys are all collective unit? And I was like, yeah, kind of. I don't know
the TikTok
how
community.
I don't know how else to describe it. We're just kind of a family. But one of the solutions that people had was to go to Red Note or the Little Red Book, which is a Chinese app. And I did. And it's actually zero communist. It's zero anything weird. It's beautiful. And I felt so peaceful on that app. I don't know if I'm leaving.
I don't think I'm leaving.
And
I've never seen what the app like.
Okay, you guys
logo
would
looks
actually
like.
Low-key love it. Well, it's all in Chinese, so I also couldn't explain it to you. It's just red with Chinese words. But I'll show you through the screen because I think it's important. It looks like this.
Love it.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just a red tile with words in it.
I was looking directly into Mira's eyes the
whole
time.
Also looking at Mira. So
okay. Well,
your background.
Okay. They post their daily lives. So somebody that I follow does little watercolor paintings on a mini book. And he gets his water from the river. Like, are you kidding me?
What the heck? That's so cool.
And then there'll be people who show you what they get at 7-Eleven. And 7-Elevens in Asia are insane, you guys.
Oh.
And then they, like, watch me redo my apartment. And it is literally the coolest app ever. I've been thoroughly enjoying myself.
I think we're going to hit a new era of influencers, you know, like once TikTok kind of took off, there were like so many influencers that were became TikTok famous. Now, I think in the next year, we're going to get a new wave of them that are
which is actually kind of fun.
Honestly, Casey, start grinding. You could do
Okay.
No, that is actually really legit. True.
Okay, I'll grind.
I think this is probably the perfect time as well to get on like in on the beginning.
Yes.
You just have to post like probably like
because
every day for
right
months.
Now on if you start right now on like TikTok or Instagram to be a big influencer, the market is saturated.
The market
Red
is saturated.
Note, it's yeah. not. You're it's right. fresh.
And actually there was a lot of Chinese people. They're like teaching you how to speak Chinese. It's really sweet.
Oh, that's
they'll
cool.
have like lives of like come to my class to learn how to speak Chinese. But they're like Come to Red Note and you can become famous in China, which is really a lot of people. So you will be very famous. It's just on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But honestly, I think you guys should get it. It's really, really fun.
I'm downloading it right now.
Very, very cool. I've been enjoying it. So, and also, listener, if you're like really concerned, like, oh my gosh, they're going to steal our data.
They already are. So
they already are. And then, don't be alarmed. And then secondly, someone translated their terms of service and stuff like that into English. Sweetest terms of service I've ever read in my life. Literally, so
you read it all?
Yeah, she read the whole thing. So I sat there with her and listened.
Oh, wow.
So wholesome. And it was like, and if you're wealthy, like, try not to flaunt your wealth. Like, this is a creative space for everyone. Don't let anyone feel uncomfortable.
So completely opposite of America.
Exactly.
So sweet.
Yeah. So I've been really enjoying it. And like, there'll be people in the countryside making homemade food and like
that's
literally
needs
like
to be you
harvesting their gardens. And I'm just having the time of my life. So wow. If you're thinking about going to Red Note, honestly, you spend some time over there and it's like, wow, Americans are so obnoxious.
Oh,
I'm sure. This is funny. America tried to get rid of one social media app and now we have two.
Yeah.
Like,
pretty much.
Instead of deleting one from my phone, I just downloaded another and exactly. I'm still going to use the one that
exactly
was there. Yeah.
Also, if you delete TikTok right now, you can't get it back on your phone because it's not in the App Store right now. So
that's really? That part. That's kind of hilarious. So I saw people crazy. Like were doing that. We're like, I guess I'm going to delete it. Came back. Can't get
and
it.
And now they can't get on TikTok. It's so funny.
I will say, did you feel a little like it was a little eerie though coming back?
Totally.
For some reason?
Totally. I did have video, did you see the video that I sent you? Minus the ending. Sorry about the ending. But
no, yeah, that was
to be
funny.
Honest, I'm not really sure. You might need to explain it. But
so there's a video of this girl that was like, I kind of feel like my child got kidnapped.
Yes.
Was gone overnight. And then I like just went and like picked her up and like, I don't know who she was with. I don't know where she was. And like, she's different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like there's something sinister. Here,
there's something sinister about it.
Yeah.
And I do really kind of feel like it is like, I mean, like it's going to like after a couple of days, it's going to feel like nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
But like the quality was a little bad. Like it was kind of glitching.
It was glitchy.
A weird part. Like I was like, this isn't the TikTok that I know, but okay, no. I guess it's going to be fine.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
I literally was thinking, I was like, I guess I'm going to rearrange my room. I'm going to go through everything that I ever own. I have so much time on my hands.
Yeah.
It's funny. Nope.
Now
well,
I'm back.
You still could.
I
but.
Could.
No, I mean, yeah.
But TikTok.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I think that's it. The exact video that I saw. Just something eerie about it. But, you know, like I said, they're already taking our information. So
yeah,
here we are.
Doesn't even matter.
Yeah. No.
Anyway, Taylor Swift didn't get named in the Justin Baldoni lawsuit, but she's kind of alluded to being in it. Did you hear about that?
No. Tell us.
Is that with the Dragons?
Maybe, but there's like one that's very like, oh, that's super Taylor.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if you guys have been following up with the whole drama of everything, how Taylor like filed a complaint about him and then he countersued and then
Taylor
she kinda,
or Blake?
Blake.
Oh, you said Taylor.
Sorry. Blake. And then she like countersued, but then he like basically like countersued and was like, no, you're insane. And Blake's actually crazy, you guys. So.
Oh, I can. Yeah.
She was basically trying to follow a method that one of her high profile friends taught her, which is the social media use of crumbs, where you do something, but not enough to have them get the whole story, but just enough to keep the fans wanting more and trying to guess what it is. And so she isn't explicitly named in the lawsuit, but. That was basically it's like,
that's
oh,
it. Yeah.
That's your friend Taylor Swift. So when it came to unfollowing Justin on social media and stuff like that.
Wait, who did?
Blake and the
entire
cast.
Yeah.
Trying to allude that like he did something really bad. It was the crumbs.
Crumbs.
And she learned that from her high profile friend who was not named, but.
High profile friend. Okay. So Taylor Swift?
Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
I mean, she's the queen of crumbs.
Yeah,
right.
She's Gretel herself.
She's Gretel.
I did finally watch the movie. It ends.
Oh, you
with us.
Did? How was
I
it?
I finally did. Actually, really good.
Yeah.
I didn't read the book or anything, so I was kind of going in blind. I knew a little bit about what it was about, but actually, really well done movie. I thought.
I'm curious how his cut would have been, because it wasn't even his cut at the end of it. So I'm
His cut.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. No, they wanted. Yes. I swear. I promise you it was.
I listened to the whole lawsuit. It's a partly his,
what do you mean
partly
you
hers.
To the lawsuit?
Someone read the entire lawsuit. So it's partially his cut, partially Blake's.
I thought she suggested it, and then they said, like, the other producers were like, no.
No, she entire control over everything. And she also uninvited him from the premiere. So he had to go in separate and go to a separate theater, and he wasn't allowed to even see Blake.
Weird. But, like, why?
Because she's crazy.
I don't know. I feel very strongly about, I don't know if it's entirely her. I'm not defending her, but I just think we've been clowned on both sides. Like, for at first it was like, oh, he's the worst, she's the worst, he's the worst, she's the worst. And I think, can't they both be just terrible people? Like, I think they're both just like rich celebrities who like are greedy and want the credit. You know what I mean? Like, I agree that she's bad, but I think he probably isn't great either.
I think you should read the lawsuit, or at least like listen to somebody tell
you
about
it.
So here's the thing. It's so long. I don't know what's happening, because every time I start the videos that you send, and then they're just so long.
Actually listen to them, you guys. They're so good.
But they're just so long. I need the TLDR. Like,
put it on 2x speed.
There's so much negative happening in the world right now that this is not where I want to spend my energy.
What do you mean? Like, there's nothing negative.
Everything's great. Everything's fine.
Okay, so today, you guys, we want to go back to a simpler time, and we're going to talk about some of our favorite nostalgic things from when we were growing up. Now, we were born in the 90s, late 90s for some of us.
For some of you, late 90s. For some of us, mid 90s.
Yeah.
I couldn't be more mid.
Yeah.
More mid.
And so we went to elementary school. We started elementary school in like 2002, I think.
Wow, I'm so bad. I think 2000, I was in kindergarten. So yeah.
No, you were in school in 2000.
No, preschool.
No. Preschool.
I was in kindergarten when 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
Which is,
I was in kindergarten too then. We're all the same age, you guys, and we were in the same grade. So,
so
one
in
of us
2000,
did something.
We were in preschool. We started preschool in the year 2000.
If you went to preschool, I didn't.
Went to preschool.
Personally. I think I'm okay.
Okay.
I think I'm all right.
I don't know. Crazy.
That kind of used to be a big thing. It was like, your kid didn't go to preschool, they're going to be stupid. Are you sure that
you're... Or maybe they're
now
just
they
so
have,
smart.
Like, 3-year-old preschool.
Yeah, they got preschool for out of the womb now.
For days. Yeah.
Anyway. So we just want to come before you guys today and just really think about some simpler early 2000s times. Because even though we are 90s babies, quoting, I don't remember anything until like first grade. I barely remember kindergarten. Yeah.
I feel like I remember things from pictures, which isn't really
that's not
remembering.
Real. Yes, no,
I know,
totally.
But it's like,
totally.
Oh yeah, back in 1999. I'm like,
Like, do you remember? Because apparently I went to Washington, D.C., this was before I was in school, and I like to pretend that I remember. I don't remember. I
know. But I do like thinking back to the simpler of days.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we are just going to present some of our fond memories, and we hope that you will come with us. And maybe they still do some of this stuff today. But,
you know, I did have that moment too where I'm like, what if all of these things are still happening?
Yeah.
Also, the last time talked to an elementary school student has been so long.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have no frame of reference.
Yeah.
But okay. I'm excited. Okay. You go?
Sure. Okay. I can start us off. So I was a big PE girl. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you guys. I would coordinate
favorite
my outfits.
Subject?
Yeah, probably. I would coordinate my outfits on PE days to make sure I had the most movable outfit so I could really, be PE to the full extent. You know, the girls that like would wear skirts to school one day or whatever, and they didn't have tennis shoes. Like, that was never me. I wasn't going to get caught not ready for a solid PE day. So when I think of PE, there's some of my favorite times include juggling curriculum, We did a flashlight tag curriculum, which was super fun. But one of my one of my favorite things was scooter chairs. Sitting on them, and they're all like those like weird colored
primary colors. Oh, okay. That's primary colors.
And then you had we played like not tag. What's the game called? You know, where someone's in the middle and then you have to go from like scoot from one side to the other side.
Like sardines.
Sardines, sure. I don't know. So you're scooting from one end to the other end, and you try not to get tagged, and then you're just on the scooter, and you know, you roll over your fingers a million times, but it's really a blast. And
yeah, it really is rough on the fingers.
It is rough on the fingers.
Those scooters.
But just, yeah, PE in the early 2000s, I just don't think there's anything quite like it. And
no.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wait, speaking of PE, I just thought of something super random that we did called the sock hop. Did you guys ever do?
No.
The sock hop. Oh, man. It was like,
did you go to school, like at the school that Grease was filmed at?
Lols. What is the sock hop? I'm actually going to ask.
Are you Googling what it is?
I actually need to.
You had a memory of it. You're supposed to tell us.
Well, it's more like it's more of a dance.
But
for like elementary school. But like, I also don't remember the like details. I did go to public elementary school. But it was always in the gym. That's why I had a flashback. It was like the lights were down. It was like it was like your fifth grade. So it's not like anything crazy, but it was actually that's exactly what it says. A sock hop was a type of informal dance event, popular in the United States in the 50s and 60s. LOL.
And apparently
we would wear Okay. So we would wear poodle skirts, cardigan scarf. It would be kind of like Grease. So I actually had a poodle skirt. And I used it for like Halloween for the next like 10 years.
Wait, I wore that in college.
Yeah, that exact one. Legit.
Yeah. Okay, so I basically
So you went to the sock hop too.
Okay.
But it was like, just like a fun like social thing. And, you know, the lights were down. Like you wore your little poodle skirts. And anyways, I had a little moment.
That's hilarious. Huh.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And you know what we didn't do in the Mennonite school?
That. Dance.
That. Dance.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because it could lead to sex.
Yep.
Okay. I have one that I think will be a good memory for us all.
Okay.
We're starting off just strong with overhead projectors.
Oh.
I feel like when you know that teacher rolls out like either the TV because you know it's going to be a good day or the overhead projector, I just like I can see the marker.
I can smell the light bulb.
I can smell smell it, the aroma, and like where you like kind of had to like push it closer and you're like, oh man, like what is the
how big, how small
like it needs to be the perfect distance to be like sharp.
Can you guys see that in the back?
And then you'd ask and be like, oh, we need to do this math problem and here's like the laminated sheet and all the things.
And then you crank the sheet.
Oh, that takes me back.
When you were teaching?
Huh?
When I was teaching?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, well, why does it stress you out?
Oh, because I knew we had to like do math problems and stuff. Then. And like you had to like come up and write the answer on it, you know?
That's true.
Which was fun, but then you didn't know the answer.
Oh, I love doing it. I was like, I don't care. I'm going to do shadow puppets up here while I have my bow.
I mainly was like, look at my handwriting. I want my handwriting to be so nice.
I mean, I learned how to do cursive on that thing. Like, I learned how to do everything. On that overhead projector. Wow. I hadn't thought about that in years.
Yeah, no, that's a good
one. Actually used an overhead projector at my church for a while.
Actually,
yes.
Us too, to be honest.
Before we got like the legit projector that's
which
in
makes
the
me
ceiling.
Think like how did they
all those words?
Did they print on?
I don't know. You needed a special kind of paper.
Yeah.
I don't know how they did it. I don't know.
Interesting.
But I remember I helped somebody and we had a big binder of all of these songs.
Wow.
You would be in charge of like moving them. Oh my word. Moving the words so people could see. That is crazy.
And all I would think about was the person's hand. I just saw the person's hand on the going down.
Yeah. Or sometimes I'm like, your hand's there too early. Move your hand. Yeah. We still have like a whole verse still before we need you to move it. Yes. Oh my word. That's so funny. Yuck. Wow, Kira, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you're welcome. Yes, thanks, Keek. I could provide that for you.
Okay, I went more the route of like pop culture-y things that were happening sure. at that time.
Okay.
And so one thing that I think needs to be brought back is the era of Club Penguin.
Wow.
Club Penguin and Webkinz.
Webkinz. I was a big Webkinz girl.
Yeah.
I never had the pleasure, but I heard really good things about it. I mean, you had to pay for those things. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like 10 bucks.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, right. But Club Penguin was free.
Club Penguin was free, and it was
people
awesome.
That had their scarves on and stuff. I was like, yes. How'd you get a hold of your parents' credit
all those
card?
Rich kids. Yes. Yeah, you could like pay for like extra perks. Man, I was deep diving it before this of like just trying to remember all the things. And what were the little pets called? Fluffies?
Yes.
Those little pom-pom things you could have.
Yes.
And remember they had the little like secret agents games you could play and try to solve mysteries.
And like railroad mines. And then the dancing club that you could go to, kind of like a modern day sock hop, one might say.
A modern day sock hop, correct? Yes.
I'm more quiet on this one because I didn't really like Club Penguin. Wasn't so much. I didn't do that.
It wasn't your jam.
That wasn't my jam.
I loved Club, and you could chat
definitely
with
Webkinz
too.
But
I loved doing that. I always tried to flirt. I was like, I'm gonna find my
100%.
Fourth grade.
I remember you'd run around and you'd say, "Who wants to be in a relationship?" That's what you would run around and say. Who wants to be in a relationship? And you didn't know who this penguin was. You didn't know if it was a guy or a girl.
Could have been a 50-year-old man.
You
probably
just get in a relationship with the penguin. But their guidelines were always really strict. There was some, like, you'd get in trouble real quick if you said something.
Yes.
I did want to show my niece the beauty of Club Penguin. So in 2020, when we were in lockdown, I re-got Club Penguin and I met somebody on there, and then that's when TikTok was just kind of like 2020. So then we followed each other on TikTok.
Stop.
Get out.
Wow, so you're in a relationship from Club Penguin?
No, we weren't in a relationship. We were just hanging out. I was like, hey, do you want to come to my igloo?
Come over to my igloo. Stop. That's so funny.
And then I was like, I have a confession. I'm 23. And they're like, we're 20. And so it was okay, good.
Cute.
We're both
okay.
Here.
Was it on Nintendo DS?
No, it's like a computer game.
No, it was on
your
computer.
Like, you could go. I'm going to play
on
after
your
this.
Desktop.
I'm literally going to go play it after this.
Yeah. Well, now I want to play.
My username was Pepsi.
I think they closed it.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
That's not funny.
I did see something that there is like some people who made like an offshoot of it, like an off brand, but the original is gone.
I'm looking.
I think Webkinz is still there.
Oh my gosh. You have to download it now.
Yeah.
This is horrible.
Yeah, new Club Penguin. Yeah.
The animation still looks the same kind of, but oh man, that's so sad.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm glad I played it one more time in 2020.
There you go.
The fact that you followed each other on TikTok,
that is really
amazing.
I know. I could totally like shout her out right now, but I probably shouldn't because that's embarrassing that we both were on TikTok. Anyway, Club Penguin. Probably, I don't know, probably both, honestly. Okay, guys. You're either going to know what I'm talking about or you're not, okay? If you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't, okay? Jelly shoes?
I have a vision in my head.
Do
and
you
I
have
think
it?
It's the same.
Yes.
Like they're sandals?
Yes. And they have sparkles and they're like clear and they're like so easy to slip on and so cute.
You know, they're still, I find.
No, they're
least,
like still out there now.
They're still out there.
Yes.
Every couple months, if I'm thrifting, I'll see like little girl jelly shoes. And I'm like, wait, that's actually so cute. And I think I need to buy them for my niece.
I mean, Mira will be getting a pair of jelly shoes this summer.
As she should.
For sure. They're so fun. And like they come in so many fun colors and they're all sparkly.
Yeah.
And
are they comfy?
You know,
I literally
I'm not
don't
sure.
even remember.
I don't know.
I mean,
they
I just,
look
you,
like
no
they
complaints.
Wouldn't be for sure. Yeah. They look like they would hurt your feet.
You know, maybe, but I don't know. I have no frame of reference as an adult. And as a kid, you know, you just don't care. You just run around.
Yeah.
Sandals. Yeah. Maybe I should get a pair. Should I get a pair? Maybe Mira and I can get matching jelly shoes.
Oh my God.
That could be
you
can
get
cute.
Some from Temu right now for a low, low price of $7.49.
Maybe not that, but I will look around.
100% off. Timu just told me I Timu, what the heck? Timu's forcing me to spin this, and it says 100% off. I'm going to see what all I can get. This
no.
feels like a scam.
It is a scam. Get away.
Because the children in
those
the
factories. Poor workers that are making your $7.99 100% off jellies.
I know. Well, I wanted to show you which one.
It's great.
I wanted to show you the exact ones that I had, but it's too late.
That's so funny.
That's fine.
It's too late. That was okay. A good one, though.
Thank you.
Okay. I don't know if this is just a me issue or everyone had this, but this takes me back. Was sticker albums, I guess I would call it. Literally, I would just get a spiral notebook and I would put stickers in it. I had like thick notebooks and I would literally just, okay, I'm the only one. Okay, great.
I had like the notepad of stickers, but I did not just transfer them from the sticker pad to another notebook.
I transferred them to the notebook. No purpose behind them. And I would literally like doodle around them. I don't know what kind of disorder this is, but I would just like doodle like around them, just like right like in the crevices so that it was like perfect. And then I would put all of the stickers on there. And I probably had like 10 of them, just sticker notebooks, sticker diaries, if you will.
Okay, so talking about Red Note, since we're talking about it, there was literally an account that I saw where someone was doing that, but like an adult version, and organizing like a living room with like different, like, here's a couch and like a plant in the corner. And like, you would like that.
I think I would really enjoy that. Please do.
It's an adult version of your obsession as a kid.
Okay. Honestly, yes, please. I would love that.
Okay.
I think I like the feeling. And like some of them were like the puff ones. So it like felt really cool. You know?
Totally.
So it would make the notebook like, again, it was like thick because they weren't all 2D. But it was so fun. And then I would just like look back in my notebook of all the stickers I ever got.
So it's just a notebook full of stickers.
Correct.
That could have been in that. Okay.
I just want to know, am I the only one out there? If this is you, please email us at itsbeenforeverpod@gmail.com. Would love to know I'm not the only one in that. Maybe this is a siloed experience.
I love it.
Which is fine.
Okay. Compact Polly Pockets.
Shut up.
Not just like the Polly Pockets that they have today. The tiny little ones that are in the like little case that you open and close, you know?
Okay. Yes.
Do you have those?
Yes.
I
need to see. Yes, the... It's coming.
They are a choking hazard, so it's possible that they don't.
Yes.
But I have the like tiny little ones. Yeah. No, can you
like,
hold it up?
Yeah, like,
well, yes. No, I'm finding an image.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, it's loading.
They're just admiring.
I know you're like, no. You got it. And like, didn't show us.
I don't know if that's the best one, but
yes. Oh my gosh.
Something like that. Oh, that's a good one.
I think there's something psychologically developmentally about like the tiny, like as a kid, your fine motor skills are still not great.
Totally.
So you had to really focus to play with them. I think that was the beauty of Polly Pockets versus now they're just normal dolls.
Right.
And there's a million different kinds of dolls.
Yeah.
This was unique. They're called Polly Pocket because they fit in your pocket.
I do love the Polly Pocket.
Did you guys chew on the clothes?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Actually, do you want to hear something kind of weird?
Ew, what'd you do?
I'm scared.
Okay. No. Weird in the sense of like, in my house, germs were really bad.
Okay.
You washed your hands immediately when you came home.
Okay.
Like, you borderline, like, take a bath right away type of germs are bad. And so I just had it in my head of like, when things come home from the store, they're dirty. So I would take the clothes off of the Polly Pockets and I would wash them all. Because the rubber clothes. I would wash them with like dish soap, you know?
Okay.
And then they would always lose their slipperiness.
Oh, man. That's the best part.
I know.
And putting it in your mouth like.
Oh, so they were so hard to get on and off because they didn't have the slip on them anymore. They were just like silicone.
Your mom's why are you taking off the clothes? And you're like, I'm just gotta wash them.
When we bring clothes home from the store, we wash them. So I'm doing it with my Polly Pockets clothes.
That's actually kind of like
logic
sweet.
Was there
the logic was there.
Yeah.
It was like wanting to like take care of Polly, you know? But it was just really hard to change her.
Oh my gosh. I think I had this exact outfit. this green one.
Oh my god, that one too. Oh my gosh, and the dress above it. And the dress above it.
The dress! Okay, guys, we're going to put screenshots on our Instagram story because...
Guys, I want to buy some right now.
Wait, you need to get some for your babies.
They don't make the same anymore. They don't make rubber. Oh. They only do plastic magnetic snaps.
I'm finding them on eBay.
Oh my gosh.
I think this whole set
Noah has been in a phase of buying... You guys are going to think this is so lame because it is. He's been in a phase of buying Halo figurines off of eBay. Because there's like this thing about they're not making them anymore. So now a bunch of collectors are trying to get them and they're like valuable. I say with air quotes. Sure. So I'm like, honestly, if he's buying those, I'm going to buy some Polly Pockets.
Oh, so for sure. Funny.
And put them on a display.
Oh, man, I love Polly Pockets. Okay. Wow. So this is going to kind of take me into my next one, but I'm also going to like kind of steal yours a little bit. So playing on the Polly Pockets website, which is Polly. So that was like when you first went on to PollyPockets.com. That was the song that played, and it was the best website ever. Barbie was also a lot of fun. I also had fun on Barbie. But just the general sense of having a home computer, like a desktop. Like just
that's a good one.
Home, like it's over in a room or it's like in the corner. Like, and it was like that was the computer that the entire family used, and it was like, I'm going to go home after school today and I'm going to go play Polly Pockets on the computer. Like it was like a thing.
I want to go back to that day. That time.
Just so much fun. And just
it was just so good.
When you came home from school and you needed to figure out a Facebook post.
Right. Which apparently I did all the time as we found out. But I just like being like we called it our computer room. And it was just like a small little room and it had coats in there. And our deep freezer and then the computer. And that's where I would go play Polly Pockets. Yeah. And it was like the world was just simple.
It was just simple at that time.
Did you guys ever play Postopia too?
No.
Okay. Or Millsbury. Mm-mm. Dang, okay.
I played Madeline.
Did you play backyard sports? Backyard baseball or backyard? Okay.
What website is that?
Actually that was a computer game.
Oh.
You'd have to actually buy a physical computer game. That was a lot of fun.
I thought you were making fun of me for playing on the computer and asking if I played outside.
No, it's literally a computer game.
Have you ever touched grass?
That's exactly what I thought.
No.
She's like, germ poo. I'm not going outside. I know I live on a dairy farm, but like...
There's literally like a game called like, Backyard.
I know I didn't really have friends.
No,
really play
no, 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 no. There's literally a game called Backyard Sports, and it was baseball and football. And okay.
No. Oh, that's funny.
No. Oh, sorry, my bad.
I'm trying to remember the other like games. Like games now, it's like fun as an adult to go to like an arcade game bar or something and be like so nostalgic, and it's like no, this is like actually what we would play. I literally went to one a couple days ago and they were playing Mario Kart. It was like all of the things and it was so fun. I'm like, this is what adults now in their like 20s, 30s, millennials do to tap back into that. But anyway, okay, the next one that I have is a specific feeling, and you are going to know this feeling if you are a 90s kid. When you're scooting, like you're on your Razor scooter down the drive and you're trying to get off of it and it like hits your ankle and it hurts so effing bad.
That's something you want to bring back?
Maybe not, but like the idea of like scootering to your friend's house, at least that's what I would do. I lived in a neighborhood and so I just had so much fun and my driveway was like kind of slanted, so it was so fun to go up and down. But like, you're right, maybe not bringing back that feeling, still
the feeling of like trying to get off of it and being like
being like I don't know how
bail,
to stop
bail.
It
bail. Going to the
and
grass.
Sometimes you would just like leave it be and you're like I'm just getting
I'm
off of this.
For, yeah.
But you know what I mean when it like hits your ankle. Like,
I mean,
right
I
on
never,
that bone.
I never had one because I grew up on a gravel road and we did not have any.
True. Can you imagine a razor scooter could never could on never. The gravel road?
You need a thick wheel for that.
My cousins got one for Christmas and they had a really nice driveway. So I remember riding it on there for the first time. Mm. And I didn't realize it's really important to wear shoes. When you wear this.
Oh.
Because I was braking as I was going down the hill. And I literally burned the bottom of my foot because there was so much heat coming from the brake.
Oh, I can only imagine.
And I didn't know you guys. And I was like, ow, why is this burning? And then I couldn't slow down. And then I'm going down this hill. And I was like, I'm going to die. And then I was like, bail. And then I hated it ever since. So...
That's so funny.
Yeah, no, it's not.
That is a unique experience if you... don't know how to ride a scooter.
Oh, that's so funny.
It literally hurts so bad.
Like, can't walk the next day. What happened?
Yeah.
Riding a scooter.
What's wrong with your foot? I burned it on the scooter.
I have third-degree burns from my cousin's razor scooter. Oh, and also I broke my arm because I couldn't stop.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah, anyway.
Okay, this one is kind of bad. This one's bad.
Okay.
This one should not have been a memory from, well, I guess it would have been like middle school-ish. Like 2007 to 2009 was when this show was in production. The era of like MTV reality shows like Rock of Love, Flavor of Love, mm-hmm. like those like mm-hmm. that are just really trashy versions of The Bachelor where these girls are literally like ripping each other's hair out over this rock star
that's
just
ugly and like
ugly.
Disgusting.
But
I had to like
so
watch
awesome.
MTV like on the DL.
Oh,
like I had to like
I was like, okay,
MTV
I
for like
30
in the
minutes.
Corner.
My mom's not home. I have 30 minutes. I can like, quick put the like whatever they have on.
Yes. Yes. There was even a show. I actually did a deep dive. I found it. I found it, but I forget the name. It's Megan Wants a Millionaire. Meg, do you guys remember that show?
No.
Megan Wants a Millionaire. I think it was on VH1. And
That
was another good one. It got canceled because while it was being aired, one of the contestants got arrested for murdering his wife.
Get out.
Okay.
Yes.
That's the kind of stuff that we were watching back in the day, you guys.
That's what we were watching, you guys. But honestly, that is. And also, I kind of miss the like, there was something exhilarating about watching something, like a show that you knew
you
weren't allowed
to watch.
Yeah, there was that like independent, like, I'm going to do it. It was really naughty. And Lainey will never act like that. But
no,
mine was
Mira.
Ridiculousness. And I'm like, it's just like the stupidest.
Ridiculousness is even bad. And it's actually just honestly a
and
horrible
really,
show because it's not fun.
I was going to say, it's not even that. It's not
it's
not
just
even bad.
Them critiquing TikToks.
Exactly.
Honestly,
is that what it is?
I mean, like, the videos
that
are essentially TikToks. They're short form comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Short form entertainment. Yeah.
Back in the day when it was more just like YouTube and before, any of that kind of stuff. Okay. So this is going to be our last round.
Okay.
My final one today, you guys, is just the feeling of celebrating a holiday during school, in elementary school specifically.
Yeah.
So like Christmas is coming up and like we do like a Christmas chain of the days. And then like when it's like the day before Christmas break, you don't do anything. You don't do jazz.
Yeah.
And then like on Valentine's Day specifically, you know, making Valentine's boxes and then like bringing in the Valentine's and just like you're at school, but you're basically not even doing anything.
Yeah.
And just that feeling of just fully getting to embrace whatever that holiday is and not be worried about doing math. Mm. You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah. And if your teacher was a good teacher and would like either like decorate or like make like little treats and stuff, like make it like blow it up out of proportion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was always fun.
And then if you got to watch a movie on top of that and eat lunch in your room, like everyone bring your tray to the classroom. We're eating lunch.
So
come
fun.
On. That's so much fun. That's awesome.
Yeah. Wait, you unlocked a lot of memories.
Did I?
Alone.
Are you going to cry?
Maybe.
Aww.
I know. Okay, yeah. My last one is an event, I guess. The Scholastic Book Fair.
Oh my god!
You guys remember that?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. And just like all the little things that you would get. And like,
yes.
I wasn't even like a big reader, but I was like, oh my gosh, I need to able to get all the things. And ours was in, maybe this was like common, but like the way that our library was like set up was just like so iconic with like tiered layers where like you could go and like sit and read. And I just remember like them just doing everything. It was just so fun back in that back era.
I bought when a spy kit. Was fun.
Oh.
Spy kit.
Mm-hmm. And I had an invisible pen. And then a light that you could.
Oh,
that's
That's legit. I did have to look up like what were some of the like best things that you would buy, and none of them literally are ringing a bell. So I'm like, what did I even get? But like some of these books,
fun little kits. I feel like.
Yeah, kits, and then different like books that you were like, oh, I actually do want to like get that, like Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Like, okay, like maybe this is my time to get that, and. Now we can go over here in my corner. Oh, those erasers. Okay, this is like kind of a random tangent, but on your number two pencil, like the little like eraser that you could put on top of the eraser.
Yeah.
That was like a triangle.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think I would get those at the book fair.
Yeah.
So much nostalgia.
Very fun.
Like, look, like you could just get that like whole pack.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. I haven't thought about that in years. So.
No, me neither.
I never was technically allowed to get a book, so maybe I'll let Mary get a book someday.
Me neither. Yeah, I remember those just kind of made me sad because I'd go and I never got anything.
Yeah. But I got the spy kit when I was in fifth grade. I was allowed
to. That's really cool.
It was like, okay, this is all leading up to this one moment. You can pick anything but one thing. And I chose a spy kit.
Wow. Not an actual book, of course.
Why would I choose a book?
The toys that are there.
Right. Go for the toys over the book.
Mine kind of piggybacks off of that with books. I miss like story time.
Oh,
like, but like, do you remember like in those older grade, like in like second grade, my teacher read through all of the Little House on the Prairie books.
Oh,
I love those books.
And you know, so like you have lunch and you have recess and then you come in and she says, "All right, guys, find a spot on the floor and I'll read another chapter."
Yes.
Like that. Oh, it's so fun. It's kind of the kid version of like each week there was a new episode of this show on, you know?
Totally.
Yeah. It's like each day we read a new chapter. And then some days she'd say, "Do you think we should do another chapter?"
One more.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that was awesome. Yeah.
You're right.
Man. Wow. It makes me wonder why I don't really read anymore because I did love that.
I know.
You know?
It hurts my head.
Yeah. Take so much time.
Personally,
like when you're forced to do it and it was fun and like you were sitting with your friends, like there's something about that like moment. So maybe as an adult we need to have that. We need to have
Is that just an audiobook?
Shut up.
Are we freaking idiots? I think that's just an audiobook.
What I need to do is just an audiobook.
You know what was missing back then was the times two button. I want my teacher to read it in rapid speed.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you're taking too long, ma'am. I have 30 minutes. Can we wrap
Mrs.
this up?
Mrs. Peachy, third grade. Because there's three Mrs. Peachys at my school.
I had Mrs. Gingrich, third grade. And we had a Laura Ingalls Wilder day. And we all dressed up like Laura Ingalls. And we made like butter and bread. There's just probably you know.
Which is
Casey, this is perfect for you.
Just a little foreshadowing of my life.
Yeah.
We also read The Boxcar Children. Do you guys ever read
The Boxcar Children. I remember that.
Yeah, that's a really good series.
You know what I did? And maybe this was more middle school, but looking back, I hand wove a basket. And also I made a jewelry box, like legit out of wood. Like there were things that I made back in like sixth grade that to the, like right now, couldn't tell you
like
how to
shop?
Do it.
Shop?
Like in a shop,
yeah.
Like we like
I
had
did
a
that
little.
Too, actually,
it was like home ec.
Yeah,
maybe is that what it was called?
We had like ours was literally called shop, and we did like woodworking and a bunch of different stuff.
Okay,
that was cool.
But like right now, couldn't even tell you how to do it, but
could not tell.
My mom
you.
Actually used my basket. Shout out Yvonne. She used my basket that I made in like the sixth, seventh
That's
grade.
So cute.
She used it for Thanksgiving when I was down there. She put like bread in it. And I looked at that and I was like, did I make that? I was like, this is kind of random. She was like, she looked at the bottom of the basket and sure said, Care Bed Care. I was like, yes. Yep. That's cute.
My mom still uses some of my pottery that I did in college.
Really? Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of wholesome when that happens. You're like, oh, wow, you actually like that? Yeah. But then sometimes I'm like, wait, that actually is kind of good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pat yourself on the back, girl.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Mayor.
For our Mayor Brings on the Mood today, we're going to do something that could be really fun or it could be a huge flop.
Okay. All perfect. Right.
Love it.
So what we're going to do is you both are going to say a word on the count of three.
Okay.
Okay. And we are going to see how many tries it takes to get you guys to the same word.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I love this. Okay. Okay.
All right.
Kiara, lock in.
Okay. Well, wait. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
So say we say a word. What is the goal? Is it like we have a connection then to what they said and then we try to go from
there? Yeah, you have to get closer. Yes.
Got it.
Okay. Are you ready, Kiara?
I think so.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Okay. Mm-hmm. One, two, three.
Plant.
Beanie and plant. Okay.
Okay. Do you have it? Get there. Got it?
I mean, I'm
don't
somewhere.
Rush it. It's okay.
I'm
there?
Somewhere.
Okay, ready? We can do it.
One, two, three.
Pot.
Brown.
Okay. No, we can do it.
Let me think.
Oh my gosh.
You can do it.
I have no thought. Hold on. You said pot.
I did.
I said brown. Okay.
Uh-huh. But we know. Okay. We know. Okay. We know. Okay.
One, two, three.
Dirt.
I was like, soil, dirt, which is what I do.
Actually insane that you got it on three.
Wait, that's actually
that's
cool.
That's kind of nuts.
Now you guys do it.
I'm
okay.
I'm so scared. Now it's
don't
not. There's no way.
Don't be scared.
You ready? I'm going to count us down.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Couch.
Whoa.
Oh,
stop.
My
okay.
God.
Okay.
Stop it. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Three, two, one.
Furniture.
We got it.
Dude, that was so good.
Oh my
okay,
gosh.
Mary, you're going to have to get out the first one.
Okay, you guys. Yeah. Okay, you guys.
Okay. Kiara, lock in. Lock in.
Okay, I'm so scared. I've never been more scared in my life.
I know.
Okay.
It's just going to take us like 20.
It's going to take us forever.
Okay. I'll count you guys down.
Okay.
All right, ready? Mm-hmm. Three, two, one.
Coffee.
Baby.
Okay.
Wait, what did you say?
Coffee.
Coffee, okay. Baby.
Okay. Okay.
hold on. Sometimes it takes my brain a second to like.
You're fine. You're good. I think we can do it.
Ready? Okay.
I don't know.
Here we go. Three, two, one.
Milk.
Lainey?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Wait, what did you say? Milk?
I said milk.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, I know which one you should do. Here, I'm transferring it to you.
I have one, and I hope we're on the same wavelength.
I also have one. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Okay. Three, two, one.
Boo.
Yeah!
You guys, we are in sync. That's kind of nice.
Oh.
Well, now we need someone else to count us down, and we need to do one all together.
We can do it. Let's try.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Ooh, hold on.
Are we ready?
Let me just think something. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Everyone ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Three.
One,
two.
Wait, one person counted down.
I'm sorry. Yeah. And also, okay. We're going to do it at the same time. Let's do the same thing.
That's true.
Okay.
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 One, two, three. Dog.
Shirt.
Skims.
What did you say, Kiki?
Skims.
She said Skims. Okay.
Skims.
Kiara, shirt. I almost said Skims. I almost said it, and I don't know what we would have done. I think I would have had to take off my shirt and run around the room.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we're so close. Okay.
Okay, so we said
Skims, shirt.
Dog, and shirt.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I have it.
I think I do too. Okay.
Kira never has it.
I don't know.
Okay. Let's okay.
Take a sec. It's
we
fine.
Know.
Okay.
We know.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Colin. Fabric.
Okay.
Frick.
I think we're just as far as we
went. I think we went really far oh, away.
Thin collar and fabric. Okay.
Okay.
Thin collar.
I'm fabric. With you. I'm with you guys. I'm with you guys.
What did you say? Did you say fabric?
I
she said fabric.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we weren't going the same direction.
Okay.
I'm okay. struggling a little bit at this moment.
It's okay.
I have one.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And I hope that you guys do.
I want
as
you
well.
To know that this is how we feel every time when we're waiting on you know, here. Okay, I have it. Okay. I have okay. it.
3, 2, 1.
Leash.
Leash.
Oh my God.
Guys, was that three?
Was that three?
Three.
That was three.
That's insane. Okay. So
wait, we did guys, it.
If you
were
listening,
like someone's saying,
wait, okay, hold on.
You guys
I'm
have
sweating.
To do this with your friends.
I'm sweating.
And please tell us how many takes it took because there's no way you're going to beat us. So
no, losers. Sorry. We are the best at this. Yeah. Wait, that was actually crazy.
That was so insane. Good. So I saw that on a podcast and it took them at least like 5 or 6 tries to get. So guys, we're in sync.
Guys, we are one wow. in the same.
We're one yeah. in the same.
We're one in the same. Oh my word, I'm like actually oh, wow. sweating.
I'm like I can like
really
die happy now.
Right now. I'm
yeah. knowing that we got it in that
I'm
little
very
time.
Satisfied
oh
by that.
Gosh.
That was really good.
Gosh.
Okay,
good
I was nervous that was going to be a flop. That was really good.
That was a win.
That was far from.
We crushed
huge
that.
Win. Huge win.
A flop. Okay. Wow. I'm so
Oh my better. Gosh. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to our 90s nostalgia.
Yeah.
Hope that was fun. A little trip down memory lane. I know we like barely scratched the surface. So
yeah.
We're going to be posting on our Instagram just all of the things that we loved and think of throughout the week to post. But as always, thank you for tuning in. We will have another episode drop next Wednesday, as always, everywhere podcasts are played. Our inbox is open. You can email us, follow us on all the socials. And we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah.
Yay.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Hey, bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.